happen from one port to another. Could I just say to O'Bail and to Paul, it's a great pleasure for me to be here as Lord Mayor, and I want to thank you for the kind invitation to be here. I particularly want to welcome Malcolm, his first trip to Cork. I did ask him when I met him what took him so long, because we do regard Cork as fairly central to the rest of the universe, and we can never understand why we meet people who have never, ever been to Cork before, but it's nice that you're here. Particularly, I want to be here because I have a great affinity with Coventry. I'm chairperson of the Coventry Twinning Committee at City Hall. And I, of all the twins that we have, we were twinned with six different cities around the world, Shanghai, San Francisco, Coventry, Cologne, Rennes. Have I missed one?
Swansea.
There you are. You'll get another prize tonight, no? That was a quiz. But I keep saying to people, twinning isn't about buildings, it's not about bricks and mortar. Twinning is about people, and it's about bringing people together, and your society is very much part of that. Whether it be schools, community associations, sporting organisations, we're twinned to cities because we want to twin with people. Now clearly, in terms of Shanghai and San Francisco in particular, there would be job issues and from that point of view, and clearly that's important as well. But I think the twinning of people and twinnings of minds, I think, is very important. And we have a sister city, sister relationship between ourselves and Belfast, and I always make this point. You know, we've spoken about for years and years about the reunification of our country, but I think until we reunify our minds and reunify people, we won't get that done, and that's where twinning and our sister city relationships are important. So really, I just want to congratulate you on the work that you've been doing since 2007. I know that there will be a reciprocal visit to Coventry shortly. I've made a number of visits to Coventry, and I have to say the Cork Society and Kay Forrest do tremendous work. And that's what particularly appeals to me of all the various committees. I particularly asked to be chairperson of the Coventry, not just the first time City Hall has sent me to Coventry, I have to say, but are my colleagues. But there's a tremendous social dimension to what the Cork Coventry Committee do. They're involved in social housing in Coventry. They're also involved in looking after Irish people particularly, because even though your person might be from Cork, I don't think they'd turn anyone away from their door. But some people who might have fallen hard times, the Cork Society in Coventry helps them out, whether it be through social housing or advice or whatever. And that appeals to me, I have to say. So there's a great connection between ourselves and Coventry. They're the oldest twin we have. We're twins 40 years, even though Paul was telling me he thought maybe it was 50. But certainly they were the first twin that City Council had, and we've gone from strength to strength. So Coventry is very important to us, and it's a great pleasure for me as Lord Mayor to welcome you, Malcolm, to Cork, your first visit. I know it'll be the first of many, and I'm looking forward to hosting you in the morning over in City Hall, where we'll be able to show you some of the artefacts, and we'll give you the history of Cork and the whole lot. I won't go through it now, but there's a great history of Cork in St. Finbar, right through the Middle Ages and right through to 2005, when we were the capital of culture for Europe, and we certainly had a great time in 2005. So with that, I look forward to listening to some of your poems later on tonight, and hope that you all have an enjoyable evening.